8:19 on a Tuesday morning. Glad you can get up with us here on the Paul W. Smith Show. Sean Bollegian sitting in for Paul W. Well, you've heard me say this 102 times. I'll make it 103, and I'll probably say it 103 times more. As the son of a police officer, my father served both in Detroit and later in West Bloomfield. I have firsthand knowledge and some of the stuff that police officers have to deal with. And unfortunately, this is one of those things that has become far too common in the last couple of years, whether it be people doing this to schools. Again, I don't know if they're trying to be funny, whatever the situation may be. And now a strange story out in Oakland County and Wayne County as well. Bomb scares at local Walmarts in the area. Joining us to talk about that is Oakland County Sheriff Mike Bouchard. And first of all, Sheriff Bouchard, thanks for getting up with us this morning. And it's sad we have to talk about these things, but as I mentioned, these are realities that police officers have to deal with every day.
Yeah, good morning, Sean. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it, and I appreciate your support of the men and women in law enforcement as well.
Always.
The threat stuff and the matrix and how often this is happening is totally unacceptable. I mean, we had obviously multiple bomb threats in Oakland County and one in Wayne. As it relates to Walmart, and then the Friday before, we had three threats against schools. I mean, it seems it's an everyday deal. And, you know, one thing we do first is make sure whatever the situation is rendered safe, and then follow on investigation to try to determine who the perpetrator or perpetrators are, and hold them accountable. Because even if they don't carry anything out, even if there's never been a device in this situation, an explosive device placed, it's still a crime. A serious crime, because you're terrorizing people, you're adding to the anxiety and fear that's already out in the community. And, you know, all of those challenges were only magnified by COVID. So it's really just heaping more stress on people that's both unnecessary and it's criminal.
Well, and as you've often said, especially with the unfortunate school threats, this is something, this is your job. You guys have to go and investigate each and every threat. It's manpower, it's time. It's not something that you guys take lightly in any way, shape, or form.
No, and when the preliminary information on yesterday's deal came in, I had an intuitive belief that it wasn't going to be a real device being placed and the threat wasn't credible. But again, I stress it's still a very serious crime. But you're right, we had to devote a ton of resources. You know, we sent a bunch of resources to help over at the White Lake Walmart, and we had a ton of resources, at probably between 10 and 20 of our personnel and dogs and whatnot at the Rochester Hills Walmart, and then partners from all across the state, you know, different police agencies that had explosive dogs and the ATF and our federal partners, they showed up. So very manpower intensive, but, you know, we're not going to let one threat go unchecked or uninvestigated, because you just can't take the risk, and we want to make sure everyone's safe.
Oakland County Sheriff Mike Bouchard kindly joining us this morning. Sheriff Bouchard, without giving away your protocol or anything like that, what does this process consist of? I heard you say, you know, you had the canines that were dispatched. Unfortunately, as you well know, we Americans, we see too many movies and you see a robot go in. What can you tell us about the protocol when something like this happens?
Yeah, so the first thing we do is make the situation safe, try to make sure any innocent civilians are out of danger, whether it's a threat of an active shooter or an explosive device. And then once the situation is rendered safe, if there's a concern about an explosive device, that's when we bring in more of our people, including explosive dogs. And the dogs detect, obviously, an explosive device or components of an explosive device. And once they do that detection, if they actually detect something, then we switch up our protocols where we go from that point and bring in, you know, assistance from state or federal partners as it relates to bomb handling, explosive device handling versus detection. So we have in-house detection capabilities, as do other of our partners, but then it trips a different wire if there's an actual device detected.
Sheriff Bouchard, you mentioned you had to deal with Rochester Hills and White Lake. I know there was a situation in Canton as well. What can you tell us about this? Is this part of a bigger, I don't know, practical joke on Walmart? Somebody bitter at Walmart? Or have you talked to other agencies around the nation that have had to deal with something like this in regards to Walmart itself?
Yes. So, again, my intuition and just, 50 years of doing this, I believe that someone that has some kind of issue with Walmart, either a former employee or whatever the vendetta is, because it's happened at Walmarts across the country. And we're only beginning to hear about it now, because if you think about it, we get, like on Friday, we had three threats against schools. Well, if you're in Ohio or Indiana, you're not going to hear that we had three threats against schools unless it's now part of a pattern from the very same kind of MO, the way they operate, the kinds of things they say or do. And then it kind of trickles out there and gets elevated, and then other agencies try to put together, okay, we had something exactly like that, or the same kind of circumstances played out, and then you begin to see the nationwide or a larger picture. So oftentimes you may not know it immediately, because, if we put out nationwide every threat we received, it would just, and I'm sure every other agency around the country is like that, we'd literally be skimming through thousands and thousands of threats a day. But when you have one that has the same kind of behavior, the same kind of process that plays out when the threat is made, now you can begin to realize that potentially is the same person or persons making those threats, and begin to coordinate your efforts with the other local, state, or federal partners to do a systemic, coordinated investigation.
Well, Sheriff Bouchard, in the time remaining, I guess this is our time to tell people, hey, listen, if you're listening and you're somebody doing this, stop this now, because there are resources that I don't think people understand. You guys don't take this lightly, and you will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law.
Spot on. Absolutely. If we locate this person or persons involved in this, we're going to levy every possible crime that's available at our fingertips, working with our prosecutor.
Mm. Always appreciate it. Sad that we have to talk about things like this, Sheriff Bouchard, but that's just a way of life. And if we can ever help you with anything, we're just a phone call away. Keep doing what you're doing, you and all the fine people that wear the blue. We got your back always.
Thank you, my friend. You have a great day.
You do the same. Sheriff Bouchard kindly joining us here on 760 WJR. What a strange story, Ann. For those of you that don't know this, Ann Thomas literally sends us War and Peace novels to get us prepared for the show each and every morning. So I was reading, this was like chapter 12 of War and Peace this morning. I was reading this story, and I'm not comparing myself to the fine police work of Sheriff Bouchard, but the first thing that popped in my mind is, okay, this is somebody who's bitter at Walmart for some reason
Gotta
or
be.
Another, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. But that's the way we handle it? Hmm. That's strange.
Listen, they're going to get you. They're going to stop it now. They're going to get you, and you aren't going to like the consequences. I feel like I'm talking to my 5-year-old son right now.
This sounds like a kid speech.
Jack, choose your words kindly. Choose them wisely. What were you hoping to accomplish? That was the line that my kids
What's the
hated.
End goal here?
There you go.
See, my dad would have started with, what's wrong with you?
Boy, our dads, I wish they could have met. What the heck's going on in your brain? That was my dad's favorite line to me. Steve Courtney joins us next. WJR sports analyst. Don't go anywhere. Paul W. Smith Show on a Tuesday morning.